Let's sing Only to Be What He Wants Me to Be Every Moment of Every Day. It's number 34 in our hymn book. The camp book. Number 34. And then we'll bring our meeting to a close. Now, I know some have traveled today and you're tired, perhaps. And maybe you want to get to bed, get a good rest. Think about some of the things we talked about tonight. Deal with God about these things. And if you would like to remain to pray and to wait on God, we will never chase you away from doing that. But we'll stay as long as God is working. Okay, so feel free. I don't want anyone to feel guilty for leaving tonight. Tomorrow you can feel guilty. Today, you get a pass. But just stay as long as you feel the Lord wants you to. And getting a good night's rest is also going to help you to seek God and to do what you need to do here at camp, okay? Come, let's sing. Let's stand together while we've been sitting a while.
Oh, Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Wonderful, 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 Lord. Oh, there's a new name. For there's a new name written down in glory. And it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. And the white-robed angels sing the story. A sinner has come born. There's a new name written down in glory. And it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. With my sins forgiven, I am bound.
I'm going to ask my father-in-law, Brother John Schreck, to come and pray with us. We ministered together in the Canarsie Church for many years. He was the pastor. And now,
you may be seated.
You may be seated, okay.
Override him. I want to read that verse in Isaiah again.
Okay, please.
Forgive me. He's been pushing me around for years, so, you know, you can move over to Isaiah 57:15. It's a verse that Brother Ken spoke to us about, and I just want to read it and just say one word or two. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. Yes, I dwell up in a high and holy place. And then he says something interesting that refers to us. He says, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. To revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. He wants to be our neighbor. That's what it says there. And he says that the reason for that is that he wants to revive us. I thought that was precious. And so as we're here for 2 weeks and listening to the Lord and to his word and to our brother Ken and pray for him, for the Lord to really anoint him. I know he's anointed already, but we can always receive more. So you pray for him and pray for all of us. Pray that I'll grow up. And I will pray now and let you go home. I'm not home to bed. Let us stand. I promise not to do this every night.
As the Lord leads.
Mm. Father, we thank you that you love us, that you're going to work these things out in our lives that we heard in these 2 weeks. Lord, we read here that it's your desire to revive us, to refresh us, to renew us in body, soul, and spirit. And so we commit ourselves to you for this evening and for tomorrow, that you will work in us and have your way in each one. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Excuse me, I'll see. was worthy of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Don't let us be satisfied, Lord, just to meet you once in a while, but Lord, show us where you live. Enable us to live with you, Jesus. Lord, we know there's a place near you. Lord, there's a room for every one of us there. And Jesus, we pray that you'll strengthen our cry to live in your presence, to be near to you. Lord, we pray that you'll help us to find you.
Yes.
Find you in a greater way in these days while we're here at camp, Lord. God, to get a taste of what life could be living in the presence of God. And then spoil us, Lord, to pursue that life, Lord, when we go back home and never be satisfied with anything less. Jesus, we know you do that for people at camp. You've done that for me, Lord. And oh God, I just pray you'll strengthen that cry in my heart and in each of our hearts, Lord. And then make a way for us, Lord. Thank you that there are these places where we can find you all the time. And we pray, Lord, that you'll help us to live there. Jesus' name. Do it for our young people, Lord. God, Lord, there's so much more for them. And Jesus, the world has nothing to offer compared with the glory of living in Christ, for Christ. And so, Lord, we pray that this light, this touch will be their portion at this time. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Chose us, Lord. Hallelujah. You ordained them. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory,
Lord Jesus.
Living in thee, Lord, and thou in me, constant abiding, this is my plea. Grant me thy power, boundless and free, power. power with men and power with thee. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.